Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, good evening, and praise the Lord to everyone who is listening. Welcome to Purpose Kingdom Network with Blog Talk Radio. This is the 1,195th episode, and we are so excited. We are grateful to be here another night where we can share God's word and encourage the people of God, encourage those of you who do not know God to come to God and know who he is and all that he is capable of doing. I'm just so excited, just have such a great attitude about life itself, even though we're going through this pandemic, but you know what? God is still good. He is keeping us. He is covering us, and I'm just grateful even for that. It's not a small thing, not at all, just to be alive and just to be, you know, alive and well. So we are so grateful. I am your host, Arthenius Jackson, with One Touch Transformation, coming to you live from the great city of Florence, South Carolina. So in case this is your first time joining in on one of our segments, I'm going to tell you a little bit about One Touch Transformation. It is a nonprofit organization, 501c3, established, and what we do is we educate the community about sexual abuse and share the awareness of it and go throughout the community and encourage and empower all victims of sexual abuse. And so that's exactly what we do. However we can, you know, we're not able to get out like we want to in the community right now, so we use our social media platforms and still share the awareness. We still have to continue the conversation, even though we're not physically going anywhere right now. But word can still travel. The awareness can still get out there through all of our posts on social media. But the organization was established 6 years ago, January 2014, and it started simply off of my story of surviving childhood sexual abuse. I am a survivor of childhood sexual abuse. Yes, you heard that correctly. I was raped by a family member at the age of 6 and carried that story kept it to myself for 20 years, never shared it with anyone, especially no one in my family. They didn't know anything about it. And so it wasn't until almost 7 years ago, this very month, actually, make 7 years, that I broke my silence, told my family, and let them know what I had endured. And let me tell you, it was the beginning of my healing journey, and it has been a great journey ever since then. 7 years later, I am, of course, not the same person that I was. I am, I'm free and just living life the best that I can, doing what God has put inside of me. I've started the nonprofit. I mean, so much that I've accomplished, and not because I shared the story, 7 years ago, but in spite of everything that I've been through, you know, God has blessed me. He has been wonderful. And that is the whole purpose of One Touch Transformation, just showing how God can take something so ugly and make it into something beautiful, transform it. Like the metamorphosis stages of a butterfly, it starts out as a caterpillar and it goes through the stages of life and transforms into a beautiful butterfly. And that's what God can do for each and every one of you who may be listening or who may have experienced the same trauma or a similar trauma. God can take your life and make it something beautiful, give you beauty for ashes. So tonight we're going to continue part two with God's peace. And so a couple of weeks ago, we talked about God's peace, how you can have peace during any kind of turmoil, any kind of trouble. I know it seems impossible at times that, you know, we can be calm during chaos, but we can. It is possible. And scripture tells us that all things are possible. And so the scripture we started with the last time was Isaiah 26:3. And we talked about how God tells us to keep our mind on him and he'll keep us in perfect peace. But I was dwelling on the Message version because I loved it so much how it was worded. It says, people with their mind set on you keep completely whole, steady on their feet because they keep at it and don't quit. Depend on God and keep at it, because in the Lord God, you have a sure thing. So that's how we have peace in a time of chaos. That's how we remain calm in the time of chaos. And then we were also talking about how May is Mental Health Awareness Month, talking about how important it is to make sure we're taking care of our mental health, even as believers. Just because we're believers, it does not mean that our mental health is not important. Our mental health is just as important as our spiritual health. So it is important to make sure that we are taking care of our mental health. It is okay to talk about our feelings and our emotions, because depending on what you may have experienced, especially as a child, it can have an effect on your entire life, your childhood, your teenage years, your adolescent years, your adulthood, and it affects your relationships. It affects everyone that you interact with, the way you make decisions, the way that you think. I mean, it affects so much, but a lot of times we as believers, we overlook that side of us, but we have to realize and understand that our mental health is important. It is okay to have Jesus along with some therapy. It is okay to have Jesus with some counseling. It is okay. And the thing I love about counseling and therapy, you can also search for Christian therapists or Christian counselors. So it's not like you're just going out there talking to anybody. But there are people that you can, you know, specify who you request, like who you request to be your, you know, counselor. And a lot of times we're not able to find the counseling that we need in our spiritual leaders, and that is okay. It does not make them any less of a spiritual, you know, our spiritual father. But if your spiritual father is not able to counsel you, then you seek the resources that are able to help you along your journey and take care of your mental health, because it is important. And we've talked about different examples that were shown in throughout the Word, where they express their emotions, they express their thoughts. Two of the main ones we talked about was Job, how when God allows Satan to come and just take everything away from his life, Job cried out to him and let him know how he was feeling. And then our other example was David. David, he was forever expressing how he was feeling in the book of Psalms. He did not let anything, you know, just, he didn't hold anything back. And so that lets us know that we as believers, we have these emotions, we have these feelings, and sometimes we just need to express them. We need to talk about it. And it is okay to do just that. And so just want to continue that conversation and focusing on mental health, how we can have peace and God, how it is possible. It is very much possible. All right, so tonight, before I go in, you know, I've just been in such a great mood before I even got on the call, and God is just so good. He's so good. And reflecting on the scripture, how he says if we keep our mind on him, he'll keep us in perfect peace. I don't care what you are feeling even this very moment, whatever you went through today, last week, but whatever is bothering you right now, he said, if we keep our mind on him, he'll keep us in perfect peace. And when you just think about the presence of God and think about how it motivates you, encourages your spirit, like no one else has to really say anything, and you may not even have to say anything, but when you just begin to rest in God and rest in his presence, it begins to bring this peace that overtakes you, that overtakes your mind. And as time goes by, you begin to feel a little better. It may not be 100%, but just being in his presence just for a moment will allow his peace to begin to overtake whatever your situation is. It begins to clear some things in your mind, because a lot of times we can have so many thoughts going on in our head that we can't even keep up with what is going on in our head. You know, I've been there where I've had, you know, too many thoughts in my head, and I would use the expression, I'm trying to organize my thoughts. I don't know if that makes sense, but it makes sense to me. But a lot of times I'm in my head, I'm like, okay, I'm trying to organize my thoughts, trying to figure out what goes where did this come from, why am I feeling this way, what's going on over there, why am I thinking that way? And so if we just take a moment and just rest in the presence of God, think about who he is, and not so much what he blesses us with, but what he you know, did for us, even just sending his son, Jesus, to die for us. And we just think about some of the most simple things, things that may seem simple, but like a huge deal. And so let's just take a moment. I'm going to sing this worship song while we rest in his presence so that his peace can begin to overtake us. And we'll just see what happens and just watch God and just listen to God and whatever he's saying to you. I want you to just rest in his presence. There's no greater bliss than a presence quite like this. With you I'm satisfied. With you I'm satisfied. Every tear and all my pain in your presence washed away. With you I'm satisfied. With you I'm satisfied. I'm gonna say that one more time. There's no greater bliss than a presence quite like this. With you I'm satisfied. With you I'm satisfied. Every tear in all my pain in your presence washed away. With you I'm satisfied. With you I'm satisfied. We crown you King of Kings, and we crown you Lord of Lords. You are glorified. You are glorified. You reign upon the throne. Your mercy overflows. You are glorified. You are glorified. That's why we crown you King of Kings. We crown you Lord of Lords. Yes, you are glorified. You are glorified. And you reign upon the throne. And your mercy overflows. Yes, you are glorified. Yes, you are glorified. 'Cause there's no greater bliss than a presence quite like this. You are glorified. You are glorified. In every tear and all my pain, in your presence washed away, you are satisfied. You want satisfied. With you, I'm satisfied. With you, I'm satisfied. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Nothing like the presence of God. Nothing like His presence, His Holy Spirit. As we keep our mind on Him, He'll keep us in that perfect peace, and He'll give us a peace that surpasses all understanding, even when we cannot understand it, when no one else understands it. People will wonder how in the world you're making it during hard times. All we can say is the peace of God. The only way that I can explain it is the peace of God. So our starting scripture tonight is Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 10 through 19. And it says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and He will make me to walk upon mine high places. Very familiar scripture, or a scripture that is maybe often read. And so let me read it in the Message version, because I got a kick out of reading it. It says, though the cherry trees don't blossom and the strawberries don't ripen, though the apples are worm-eaten and the wheat fields stunted, though the sheep pens are sheepless and the cattle barns empty, I'm singing joyful praise to God. I'm turning cartwheels of joy to my Savior God. Counting on God's rule to prevail, I take heart and gain strength. I run like a deer. I feel like I'm king of the mountains. This sounds like some, you know, Disney scene coming through. But in layman's term, if we were to look at this in, you know, everyday conversation, Habakkuk is saying when everything can and will possibly go wrong, or just doesn't seem to be working anymore, I'll still rejoice in God because He is my strength and He makes me feel like I'm on top. But how does an individual get to that point? How do you expect me to rejoice even when things are going wrong? How do I rejoice when things are just so bad? How do I rejoice when nothing seems to be working out for me? Like, God, you expect me to still be happy even when I'm sad, or happy and rejoicing even when I'm going through, or when I'm dealing with sickness, or I'm dealing with family members who are sick? How am I supposed to rejoice? Why should I rejoice? But Habakkuk says, because He is a strength, I take heart and gain strength. Now, if you really think about everything that we experience in life, it builds us and it strengthens us. No matter what we go through, sometimes we may look at different situations and feel like we just can't make it. We're like, look, God, I did not sign up for this. No, I don't want to go through this. But sometimes we don't get that option. We don't get the option to turn down certain situations that come in our lives. We can't turn away from it. It just happens. Not knowing that what God is about to take us through is going to build us. It's going to strengthen you. It's going to show you who He is and show you who He is in your life. And so even during the time of calamity, during the time of chaos, when it feels like there is no way that you can find peace during a time of storm, God is there to prove you wrong, and He'll do it over and over. Now, it may not be the exact same way every time, But he's going to, you know, sure enough, prove himself. He's going to prove who he is and prove what he can do. Not only what he can do, but what he can do through you, what he can do for you. Every situation is different. It's not going to be the same. Every level is different. Think about it. God is preparing you to go higher, higher in him. So we cannot remain the same. After we have endured one situation, we've got to get prepared for the next, because the enemy is always, you know, strategizing, trying to figure out how he can knock us down. So in order for us to fight against the enemy, God has got to prepare us. He's got to make us stronger. He's got to make sure that we are geared up, that we have the correct weapon to fight the enemy on the next level. So we cannot remain on the same level every time. We cannot be the same in Christ from one year to the other. There's got to be some point where we are elevated. And so those are some things that we have to keep in mind while we are going through, while we're going through trouble. It's not going to be like that always. See the end from in the beginning. Begin with the end in mind. That's the phrase I was looking for. Begin with the end in mind, knowing you're going to come out of this, knowing you're going to be stronger, you're going to be better, you're going to be wiser. You know, everything that you're going through right now, it's going to build you. It's going to help you. And that's one way that it'll help you find that peace that you need while you're going through. Just knowing, like, look, I know this is hurting right now. I know it doesn't feel good, but you know what? I'm still going to rejoice because I know what God is going to do for me in the end. He wins every time. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and know that he is God. He will fight every battle. The battle is not yours, but it's God's. Yes, it feels like an internal battle, but even then, you're going to win in the end. God, he's got you. He's got you. He's got all of us. So while it may be difficult to find that peace, just know that he is building you. He is strengthening you. And that's why I got to, you know, man, I got a kick out of reading that message version of Habakkuk. He says, I'm turning cartwheels of joy to my Savior God, because I take heart and gain strength. I run like a deer. I feel like I'm king of the mountains. Even though I'm going through, even though what I'm experiencing is hurting. While I was going through my healing journey, I was waiting. I was ready more than anything for it to be over. I was ready to be healed. I was ready to stop feeling depressed. I was ready to stop feeling sad. I was ready to stop feeling like hurting myself. Like, I was ready to get through all of that. But I knew who God, or knew what he could do for me. I knew where I saw myself, and that's what kept me, you know, sane. I'm not going to lie and say that every day was a good day and that I had this whole peace of mind every single day, because I didn't. Like I said, I was trying to rush God to help me get through my situation. Like, look, I'm ready for my peace of mind. And I know a lot of times we feel like that. We're like, God, when? When I'm going to get finished with this? When I'm going to be through feeling like this? This storm is just, it's really getting to me. But that's with every storm of life. And so that's one thing that we just have to prepare our mind for. With every storm, we can't just, you know, walk away from it. It's not something that we can, choose to. No, we cannot choose to not go through it, because in order to get on the other side, we have to go through it. And that's what gives us peace, knowing that we're going to come out, and that not just come out, but come out stronger, wiser, better, beautiful, blessed, healed, whole, being, forgiven. All of those things are on the other side. And that's what their peace is coming from, what Habakkuk was talking about. And then you can do your cartwheels of joy. You may not even realize, you know, wow, why am I feeling this? Where is this joy coming from? But the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So whenever that joy does come through, that unspeakable joy, you say, this joy that I have, the song, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. So I'm talking about true joy that can only come from God, the joy that can give you the strength, the joy that can give you the peace, the joy that can help you, that build you up for what where God has taken you. And I promise you, if you continue to keep your mind on him, you will have that joy, real joy. Not saying that you're not going to be sad, because even in sadness, God can still give you joy. In the most hurtful times, when you're beating yourself up, when you're feeling broken, when you're being hard on yourself, think on God and think of his joy. Think on his joy. And I guarantee it will give you the strength that you need to make it from day to day. So again, how is it that we can feel this peace? Turmoil. James chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. So it says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith, it worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So during hard times, during storms, during the bad times, during chaos, during whatever you're going through, our faith, it will be tested. And maybe your faith is being tested right now. I don't know, whatever you may be going through, maybe what you are going through right now is testing your faith. And many today are seeking peace. It's not so much about money or having the best job, because someone could have the best job. Someone can have all the money that they need and what they want and still lack peace. But many today are just seeking peace, or maybe some will call it, you know, true happiness. But many are seeking peace because of what's going on in his or her life, or how his or her life is set up. But James said, when we are tried, patience. And sometimes that ironically takes time to develop. But during that whole developmental stage, God works on us and he helps us to become complete and whole. So we won't have to want for anything when it comes to, you know, having that peace and that joy and that strength. When you have those three things, man, it's like being a millionaire. Because like I said, some people may have all the money in the world and still lack just peace. The little word peace. Peace means a whole lot. It means a lot. So during the times we are tried, we do have two options, sort of. I'll say that. Two options, sort of. The first option is to go through it while knowing who God is. And the second option, run from it and prolong the time. You know, choosing not to face it does not mean it goes away. So that's why I said we have two options, sort of. So you can either face it, take it on, head on, knowing who God is, meaning you know what God is capable of doing. You know who God is, what he can do, what he's done before, what his word says. So you can go in it with your mind on God, you know, take on the fight. Or, like I said, it's not really an option, because either way, it's always going to be there. So you can either face it or run from it and prolong the time. Choose not to face it. But it does not mean it's going away. Still there. Eventually, you will have to face it. All right, so I'm going to take a little break and just say, if you want to call in and share talking about the peace of God relating to Mental Health Awareness Month, please feel free to do so. We'll let you on the line. That number is 319-527-6091. 319-527-6091. If you are a T-Mobile user, you can use the line 323-870-4174. Again, that number is 323-870-4174. If you're already listening, all you have to do is press the number 1, and we'll bring you on to the conversation, talking about the peace of God, or how do you keep, you know, God's peace a part of your life while going through turmoil. Maybe you have a testimony that you'd like to share, how you have experienced having the peace of God while going through chaos. I mean, people need to hear it. People are seeking peace, wondering, how can I rejoice? How can I cut cartwheels while I'm going through? It's a real thing. And believe it or not, there are many believers who have attended services wearing the mask as if everything is okay, but deep down inside, they are hurting, they are feeling broken, but yet they rejoice. I've done it before, and maybe some of you can say the same thing. And to be honest, just being transparent, and to be honest, even though I was wearing a mask, I kept rejoicing. And I believe, this is me now, I can't speak for anyone else who have done the same thing, but I believe part of me still rejoicing and part of me giving God praises and worshiping Him, even with my mask, it helped in a sense, you know, because even for the moment or even for a moment, I was still able to do that. And, you know, kind of forget about what was going on in my life and still set time aside to praise God, to worship God. Even, like I said, even though I may have been wearing a mask, but I still chose to rejoice because I still had God on my mind. But I can't speak for everyone else or anyone else who may have, you know, done the same thing. But I can say, I believe that it worked for me. I mean, and this is, I'm talking about all of the years that I was silent, you know, for 20 years. Even as a young girl, my parents had me in church. You know, I did everything. Everything was routine. I was on the children's choir, singing my songs. And as I got older, I was on the young adult choir, you know, still active in church, even though I was wearing a mask. But somehow God still gave me strength all of those years. And I can't help but think that that is part of the reason why I was able to have peace and to have, you know, joy even while I was going through. I was still able to sing and worship Him even while I was going through. So I am thankful for that. I am thankful for that. I am so thankful for that. All right, so problems will come whether we face them or not, but it's up to us how we handle them. Like, if we could take all of take on the same mentality and the spirit of Habakkuk every time everything went wrong, we'd be all right. So every time something blow up, I rejoice, God. I know it's not that simple. It is, but it's not the first thing we think about or first thing we, you know, try to do. But it takes patience, you know, getting there. It means trusting in God even when you feel like you can't and when you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. It means it's going to take faith. It's going to take faith. All right, so let's go to Matthew 14, verses 22 through 33. Another familiar passage. Matthew 14, 22 through 33. All right, so with these passages, Peter walks on water. a lot of times this passage is used to demonstrate the lack of faith or, you know, Peter taking his focus off of Jesus. But I want to look at it a little differently. All right, so, and it reads, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. All right. So usually when we hear these passages or these scriptures read about Peter, the story of Peter walking on water, it is mostly focused on, you know, Peter taking his eyes off Jesus and he starts to sink, or he gets distracted, or, you know, he didn't have enough faith. But if we look at it from a different view, then we can kind of put ourselves in that same, not situation, but kind of related to our storm. So first of all, you know, Jesus had already knew what was going to happen. So he knew that they were going to be in the ship while the storm was going on. So something that God does today, he does that today. So he constrained the disciples to get in the ship so they can get to the other side. And then they were in the midst of the sea. So they were in the middle of the sea and this storm is going on. The waves are tossing, the wind is blowing. So think about us today. Think about your life, the storm that you're going through. I don't know if you're what stage you're in. I don't know if you're in the beginning or if you're in the middle or whatever the case may be. But think about the storms of life, how we are just surrounded by chaos or surrounded by different things that are going wrong, surrounded by things that are not going our way or things that just blowing up, that just everything just going completely the opposite of what we want it to go. So the same way these disciples were in the middle of the storm is the same way that we are in the middle of our storms at different times of life. So Peter, being one of the disciples, of course, after they saw that it was Jesus, you know, Peter was like, oh, okay, it's Jesus. So I see Jesus. He's on the other side. That's where we're going. That's where we want to go. But I realized that we're in this storm too. Like, I realize what's going on, but I still see Jesus, and I'm still willing to get to the other side. I still want to get to the other side. And just like Peter, we're like that today. Even though we are going through, there is so much going around us, we still see Jesus. We keep, as long as you keep your mind on him, we still see Jesus, and we still want to get to the other side. We want to get to the other side of the storm. We want to come out of our storm. So Peter is determined. Like, he's determined. He's ready. So Peter was like, Jesus, come and get me, or ask me to come join you, ask me to, or pull me out, in a sense, he's saying, pull me out of this. I want to get to the other side. And just like Peter, we're wanting to get to the other side. We're ready for Jesus, like, call for us so we can come out of this. Like, come on, God, what's taking you so long? We're ready. And so in the 29th verse, and he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. He was beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. Whenever we are so close to coming out of our storm, when we're so close to just getting there, sometimes the storm gets even harder or it gets worse. Like the expression says, it gets worse before it gets better. But sometimes life is like that. When we're trying to get to the other side, we're almost there, and then, boom, something else knocks us down. And sometimes we may forget that, oh, Jesus is right there. He was pulling me out. He's right there. I'm going to come out of there. But he began to sink, and he cried, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. So even if it does get worse before it gets better, Jesus is still there to catch us. Even when we start sinking in our troubles, sinking in the chaos, sinking in the storms of life, Jesus is still there to catch us when we're going down. And he said, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Like, why do you doubt me? You know I got you. I know you had to go through, but you called for me, and I was on my way to you. I was right here waiting for you to come out. And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Thou art the Son of God. So he was right there, ready to catch him, coming out of the storm. And God is right there. We have to go into the storm, go into the chaos, knowing that God will be right there on the other end, on the other side of the storm. He's right there to give us that peace. Give us that peace, Lord. Give us that peace, knowing that you've got us, that you're right there. Where so many people are fighting for peace, fighting for their healing, fighting for so many things right now. And they're just waiting for God to catch them. And he's right there. He's right there. He hasn't left you. He has not left us. He is with us. So I want to encourage you. Know that, you know, God is on the other side, and he'll give you the peace that you need, the joy that you need, so that you're cutting cartwheels. And he'll give you just what you need in the end. The song is called Fighter. Because sometimes we're always fighting for something, no matter what it is, peace, a healing, a miracle, a breakthrough.
$7 an hour, bills stacked on the counter. Got a baby on the way, they'll have to feed. His pride is getting torn down, his confidence is worn out. This ain't the way he dreamed that it would be. But he won't ever ask why, 'cause he's made up his mind. He's a fighter, got that fire when they thought he'd fade away. Throws a fist up as he gets up, feeling stronger every day. When he gets down on his knees, he finds the courage to believe. He's a fighter, he's a fighter who inspires me. She's got no time for makeup, 'cause she's got three boys to wake up. Never thought she'd have to raise them on her own. And some days she feels like crying, but she's holding on, surviving on the love that makes the little house a home. and she sees it in their eyes. All the reasons why, yeah, she's a fighter, got that fire when they thought she'd fade away. Throws a fist up as she gets up, feeling stronger every day. When she gets down on her knees, she finds the courage to believe. She's a fighter, she's a fighter who inspires me. Oh, oh, she inspires me. Oh, yeah. 'Cause she's been here before, and she's only 8 years old. But she knows the name of every nurse she sees. And she don't just like the chemo, but she waits it out, never losing hope that someday soon she'll be cancer free. She's a fighter, got that fire when they thought she'd fade away. Throws a fist up as she gets up, feeling stronger every day. When she gets down on her knees, she finds the courage to believe. She's a fighter, she's a fighter who inspires. Yeah, she's a fighter, she's a fighter who inspires. Yeah, he's a fighter, he's a fighter who inspires me. Oh, he inspires me. Yeah, inspires me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We go through so much in life, so many storms, so much chaos, searching for peace, searching for healing, searching to be complete, searching to be made whole. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're grateful for the God that we serve, the God who sent his Son to die for you and I. Maybe you're searching for peace. Maybe you're searching for healing. Maybe you're searching for joy or more strength. Or maybe you're just searching for God himself. Tonight can be the night that you accept Christ into your life so that your life can be better, so that you can walk him in newness of life. Tonight can be the moment that you are set free. Tonight can be your moment. Make it all about you. It's a personal decision that you have to make. No one can make the decision for you. So if that's you tonight, if you're ready to accept him into your life, maybe you walked away from him and you want to accept him back into your life, make this moment your moment. 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 Tonight is your night. Tonight is the night. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. Welcome him in into your heart. Just welcome him in into your heart. He'll forgive you. He'll forgive you. Yes, he'll forgive you. Yes, he'll forgive you. He'll set free. Yes, he'll set free. Yes, he'll set free. Yes, he'll set free. is your night. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. Father, we come before you. And God, we tell you thank you. We thank you for who you are and all that you have done for us. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to die for our sins. Father, those who are searching for you, those who are asking for you to come into their lives, God, I pray for their souls tonight. God, I pray that you will come into their hearts and forgive only like you can, set free only like you can. Oh, God, create in them a new heart and a right spirit. Oh, God, do what only you can. Transform only like you can. Renew only like you can. Oh, God, we thank you for being the God who forgives. Thank you for being the God who cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Oh, God, we repent tonight. Anything that we may have said or done, any evil thought that may have come upon our mind, God, we ask that you blot it out and forgive us so that it may not come upon us in the day of judgment. God, we thank you and praise you for the newness of life. Thank you for a renewed mind. God, we thank you for a transformation. God, we thank you for all of our listeners. And God, we pray that you continue to cover each and every one of them. God, bless each and every one of those who are part of the Purpose Kingdom Network. God, continue to cover. God, continue to open doors. And God, we ask that you protect all of the frontline workers, all of the essential workers. God, continue to touch, heal, and deliver only like you can. Those who are sick, those that are in the hospital, God, we ask that you heal the land in Jesus' name. God, we know you to be a healer. We know you to be a way maker. We know you to be a deliverer. God, we know that you can do all things but fail. So God, we call on your precious name because we know that there is power in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is saving in the name of Jesus. And God, we speak it now. We speak it now. We speak healing. We speak deliverance. And we speak newness of life. We thank you. We bless your name. We worship your name. God, you are so wonderful. You are so awesome, and you are just so good. We thank you. We thank you, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 We bless God. We bless God. He's wonderful. He's wonderful. At this time, I'm going to turn it over right quick to Brother Rob, and he's going to give us our announcements for Purpose Kingdom Network.
Amen. Amen. Wow. I truly enjoy myself, and real quickly, before I do the announcements, I just want everybody to know this is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network. And, wow, I mean, through the ministry of music and just, you know, everything that you have put forth tonight, you know, it reminded me of something that someone said to me. And I just don't remember who, but I just remember the message got through and it came forth to me. And it was pretty much plain forth and simple. It was, you know, hey, if you want to pray about it, don't worry about it. If you're going to worry about it, then don't pray about it. And it was just, you know, really simple, you know, real simple. And I just knew, like, right there, that was just comforting because I had to knew I had to make a choice. And it reminded me of verse in 2 Kings, verses 17:41. Even while these people were worshiping the Lord, they were serving their idols. To this day, their children and grandchildren continue to do as their ancestors did. And I thought that, you know, when I had that powerful message where it was, you know, do one or do the other, you can't do both, or you just can't go back and forth because there is just no value in doing that for your soul.
Right.
So I just thank you so much for that message. And with that being said, if you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us via email at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or just let us know that you have turned your life over to Christ and you turned over a new leaf. And we will gladly appreciate that and send that praise report to each and every one that will listen. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom, where you can do likewise. We invite you to like us on Facebook, where you can see some of our upcoming shows and advertisements. And we greatly appreciate those that share with your friends and family members. Just don't forget, please share. And while you're there on Facebook, just, you know, you can send us a comment or question or concern, but we're also on anchor.com or Anchor FM. You can follow any of our social media pages where you can hear a morning word of inspiration almost each and every morning that we're able to give you a morning word of inspiration. And just simply hit Purpose Kingdom and hit the like or follow, and you'll hear that morning word of inspiration. And we're also on LinkedIn, iTunes, and anywhere that podcasts are heard. And you can go to our main broadcast station, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. You can simply type in the show name or the host name, and you can hear that show in its entirety at your convenience. And as always, please feel free to share with a friend. And in the spirit of victory, we hope that you're able to join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Daughters of Ruth, hosted by Reverend Maureen Lee. And once again, with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you'll be able to join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Daughters of Ruth, hosted by Reverend Maureen Lee. We'd like to thank each and every one of you listening, whether you're listening via phone or you're online. We thank you, and we know no matter where you're at in the world, we greatly appreciate your listenership and your support. We greatly appreciate your listenership. We thank you so much, and don't forget to share and tell a friend. All right, with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements for tonight. And Minister Jackson.
All right. Thank you for those announcements. And just want to take this moment and thank all of our online listeners who decided to join in. We appreciate you showing up and showing your support. Truly, it is, you know, just a great platform to be a part of, and I'm truly grateful just being able to share some good news and some encouragement every time that I'm up here. And so for more information about my organization, One Touch Transformation, you can look us up on Facebook right under One Touch Transformation. Our website is onetp.me. That's onetp.me. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter @_ONETP. We'd love to, you know where you are, where you're from. Maybe we can get some collaborations going on once we're able to travel like we used to. But if not, we can still collaborate digitally because we have done that already since we've been stuck at home. But be sure to follow us and check us out. And if you have any questions or concerns about One Touch Transformation or maybe how I can even do some Zoom meetings, digital meetings, just learning about the awareness of it, please feel free to contact me. I am on Facebook under Arthenius Jackson, also on Twitter and Instagram @ArtheniusJ. If you need help spelling that, it's A-R-I-U-S. And you can also visit my personal website, which is arthenius.com. And you can learn more about what I'm doing, not just up here on Blog Talk, but also within the community when it comes to sexual abuse, when it comes to my music. I do have a couple of songs on iTunes. You heard me singing and playing tonight. Neither one of those songs were original. The first song, let me go ahead and give the artist its credit. The first song was William Murphy called Bliss. And the last song I did was Jamie Grace called Spider. The ad lib I did at the end, that was me. that was just the spirit pulling through, you know. But like I said, I didn't want to take any credit for anybody's songs, but I do have two songs. They're out on iTunes. You can stream them on Spotify, Amazon Music, all of the digital music outlets. One song is called Butterfly, and the other song is called Fight. So be sure to check them out. Let me know what you think. Haven't been back in the studio working on any of my material, but I have been doing some material. I recently was a part of a project where a group of artists and I, which I did not know, I probably only knew one of the artists and still didn't meet her face-to-face, but a group of artists, we did a rendition of We Are the World. And so it's on SoundCloud, so it's free. Look it up. Check it out. It's We Are the World. Great production. Beautiful. I heard the final production of it. I think it was last night. So you can go to SoundCloud, look up We Are the World, and be sure you check it out. It was just our way of coming together during this, these times while everyone is home. So a group of artists just came together and did our rendition of We Are the World. So be sure you check it out. I will post the link. Well, the link is on my page, but I will repost the link and share it in case you go on my page and would like to hear it. But that was a beautiful project and just honored to be a part of it. So thank you so much again for your time tonight. Everyone who called in and listened, thank you so much. And thank you, Purpose Kingdom Network, for this opportunity, for this wonderful platform. And all thanks go to God for all that he has done. So we're going to call it a night. And I hope that you were blessed as much as I was. You know, I was blessed just doing this. God is good. That's all I can say. God is good. He's good. So remember that God will give us the peace that we need. And while we're going through these storms, while we're going through every storm, remember it's strengthening us and it's making us better. It's building us. And we'll be able to have the joy when we're doing those cartwheels that Habakkuk was talking about. Well, all right. I hope you have a wonderful night and a wonderful rest of the week. God bless you. I love you.
Jesus bless.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. Set me free. I will not lose.
Never want to see me down. I will not lose.
He saved me.